This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Dirk McKellen Show.
Hello, my name is Redwood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Dirk McKellen Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gangs have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisation who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief, we do support their lawyer though. Ableism, NTs, that means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations, you have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse with the Dirk McKellen Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkhead, along with Johnny. We all know Kim Kardashian. We both know who Kim Kardashian West is. Apparently, she's decided to take on a new role. Not as a sex symbol, but as a lawyer. And apparently, there's a law in California that basically states she only needs to do 18 hours of more or less a work study, and then ultimately taking the bar exam. Wouldn't it also mean that college or going to a get some sort of education would actually matter, especially when you're basically going to be involved with potentially people's cases, kind of a big deal. How do you feel about this? Because this is a bit, I don't even know what to even think.
Wait, 18 hours? What do you do? Like, binge on Law and Order?
She apparently, that's all. They only need 18 hours of being within working with another attorney to then be able
like
to
work experience.
Yeah. Granted, I would think taking the time and getting the education, because I believe the bar exam is not so
easy.
Yeah, and isn't just something that you could just go and say, oh, I'm just going to retake it over and over again. there's a point where, and if she, and basically, she doesn't need to go to law school nor college. She just has to be have an apprenticeship to get this, and it doesn't guarantee her becoming a lawyer by any means, especially when people look at her as she a sex symbol, very
sex symbol, reality TV star.
Yeah. And there are a lot of judges, a lot of people, especially old school, who would not be so inclined. And that's the truth. Especially older judges, they're only going to, I hate to say this, I'm all for girl power. I'm all for supporting women becoming a, wanting to become a lawyer, this is what she wants to do. Great. I would be more in support of her becoming a lawyer if she's actually going to school and getting the actual education behind it. And she needs a minimum 18 hours a week to become a lawyer. It's a pretty big deal.
Oh, 18 hours a week. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was 18 hours, period. Like,
no,
it's
a week.
That makes a big difference.
It's still, she's getting the experience, yet to be aware of what laws are constantly changing and adapting. I'm all for someone wanting to become a lawyer, wanting to do this. What will this do, not only for her, I wouldn't be surprised if she's going to have to tone down her image, because the people look at her is what comes up when you think of Kim Kardashian West.
You probably think, oh, reality TV show star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also whatever photos she has out there, too. Whatever she posts. She has a lot of images out there that could be looked at and scrutinized. She's a mom of three.
People are going to judge.
Mm-hmm. And putting into question her authenticity. It's great to become a lawyer. Just would have liked to see her actually go to law school. Because the bar exam is not a walk in the park. It's not like you're going and ordering a pizza. You're learning to defend people. And also, depending on what scope of law you're involved, you could be dealing with cases that are bigger than what she has even imagined, too. And if people are going to, we don't know how successful she is going to be at becoming a lawyer. More importantly, what about the older judges? How would they look at her? Because there's going to be a lot of there's going to be more scrutiny on her than more than anything that's going on.
Here's another thing, like, where all the eyes are going. They're probably going to be going on her instead of, like, the actual case.
Right.
Or the attention.
Yeah. And it makes it can ultimately make it more difficult. Which I really think it does not help when people are trying to only be able to do things that, when they should be possible for anyone to do what they want to do. It shouldn't have to just be, oh, Kim Kardashian's going to do it, so let's see where it goes.
Wait, let's see how this will turn it.
Yeah. And if she thinks it's going to be easy, I would hope she realizes the scope of her going about this. Because that's what's going to be, that's a pretty big deal. When no one sees, until I would hope that she's willing enough to just realize how much this is actually going to be. How much work and stress this could put on her family. Especially when Kanye is, well, touring or doing other things. How is that supposed
especially to be? Especially when Kanye is being, well, Kanye.
Yeah. And knowing that I would hope that she's willing to hear people out, willing to
be unbiased.
Because if she would have to be unbiased. It's not just a and it really can make things difficult. That's when people question the actual treatment of those who are really going to see and be a part of these cases. Ultimately, only time is going to tell, because if she's already starting this, I would hope that she's willing to see, she's willing to hear what's actually going on and not be in a place that could be potentially harmful to not only her, that could make things questionable. And more difficult. That's the biggest thing. More and more people who might want to work with her might we don't know what's going to happen either with her going about this.
I hope some people take her seriously, not like you're all starstruck.
Oh, yeah. And also those who are in that profession taking her seriously. It's great to show beauty and brains. I guess she's going to be willing to, I guess she'll be putting that to the test with her newfound way of her newfound career change. Because that's for sure. Now, the CDC has recently come out with a report that autism has risen within New Jersey, and that they have the highest rates of persons with on the spectrum. And the CDC doesn't know why it happens. To be fair, how could anyone know how it actually works? How someone is diagnosed with autism? Yes, people are diagnosed with autism. It's kind of difficult to pinpoint where it comes from when no one knows. Right, Johnny?
So we definitely know where it doesn't come from.
Right. Yes, that's true. I would hope that this latest report doesn't spark more controversy, because it's great that the CDC is coming out with stuff, coming out with more information about which states have the most diagnoses. I would hope that those states that are most affected or have been brought up in this article from Healthline.com actually bring more resources to the table for the families, because the more knowledge, the more the more resources.
Why is it spiking in New Jersey?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea why it would be spiking in New Jersey. I think it just unfortunately happened to be that way. Unfortunately, we're not going to end up knowing why it sparked. They don't even know why it sparked.
They don't even know what's going on.
So when they're going and saying, well, we don't know why it sparked, but it's out there.
Then, like, it's out there.
It just is. How does that work? I tend to question the likelihood of this being of them actually. I would, yes, CDC is a great resource. I think resources should be out there. I would hope that those who are willing enough to see what those who are there making sure that there are resources for persons on the spectrum are able to get them along with their families, is more knowledge, the more power people have too. And you can't really deny knowledge is power. So the more things actually happen, the better it's going to be. Because there's so much more people don't necessarily... There's a lot of things that people don't see, too. And it's not always easy for people to get the services. So if more services are put out there and resources, the better it's going to be in the long run. What? How could you see? Could you see Jersey stepping up?
I can definitely see it because so I know they have like an issue going up, like.
Mhm.
Maybe can like have like better services.
Yeah. More services, the better. I look at it as is how much more could people just continue to not have resources? Because more resources, how many more people are going to be, how many families are going to be in a better place? Also, giving the families, not just those who are diagnosed, who are on the spectrum, the resources. I think the families could benefit from learning more about it and being in groups. Because you don't know, families won't realize what their children have unless they're really, they, unless they're...
It comes in many different forms.
Mm-hmm. And there are so many resources out there. It does not hurt to reach out. It does not hurt to have it doesn't matter how and what you are. It should matter that everyone is accepted. Everyone's able to feel good about themselves. No matter what. Because more people who are happy and see themselves as being such a... as seeing themselves as not being a letdown or hurt and not understood is only going to help them to accept themselves for who they are. Because no one has control over this. I think it's about time for everyone to be able to just grow and learn from each other, because there's so much people can learn from people, and that's what counts.
We just want to be respected and accepted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's all we want.
Yeah. And that's what's going to matter, is how accepted are those who are newly diagnosed. Who's going to end up giving people the chance to grow? Oh, and by the way, before we get off, did you hear about the Chips Ahoy recall along with the Ben and Jerry's recall?
I heard about Chips Ahoy, but not the Ben and Jerry's.
Apparently, for those who might have nut allergies, tree nut allergies, You definitely avoid the Chunky Monkey and another ice cream. It is Chunky Monkey and... what is it? I know that it was Chunky Monkey was the one. Definitely look up the Ben & Jerry's recall and the... and the Chips Ahoy recall.
The Chewy tricep.
Yeah.
Chewy Chips Ahoy, yeah.
Because definitely would is something to think about, especially if you have allergies or and making sure that there's no that everyone could just have everyone likes to have some snacks, so giving at least a little PSA because these two recalls just came out today. So definitely want to pay look into that. And on that note, we will be back Monday. Same time, same place. And see you then.
By the way.
Yes. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Coast's Jerically Challenge Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.